I really bet the idea that your brain could have a glitch is really interesting. Because it's really easy to think that everything is just fine, right? So, for example, this laptop sometimes. I'm sure I've typed a key. I'm sure I've hit the key, I've typed the word properly. But, you know, like my password doesn't always come up properly, right? And then I have to do it again. So there's some kind of glitch. Or maybe on this particular laptop too, which is sort of a new laptop. Sometimes the pointer gets stuck and I notice that it's gotten stuck and I try to move it, it won't move. And I have to do this thing where I can either hit Control Alt Delete, but whether I hit Control Alt Delete or not, I end up having to take two fingers and put them on the trackpad and it like shove them along until at some point in time the cursor moves just enough, and then I can finally move it properly. So that's a little glitch too. I have some issue with Windows, and I've been using Windows 7 not for as long as I could have been because I held on to Windows XP for a very long time, but I've been using Windows 7 for a long time, and it seems that every time I get a new computer that has Windows 7 on it, and this is technically a fairly new computer that has Windows 7 on it, there's this glitch that it does, which is that if I hit the letter Y, something strange happens. Now, I've forgotten exactly what that strange thing is, but it's like it moves the cursor, and then whatever I'm typing, because usually, like, I have enough typos in what it is that I'm typing, but I'm typing fast enough and furiously enough so that as I type, if I hit a Y, the cursor moves to somewhere else, and then I either delete everything that I've typed or start typing in the middle of something else, and then there's this jumbled mess depending on how many Ys I run into. And it's just very frustrating. There is a fix to it because I ran into it and I fixed it. But I wonder if your brain can think about all the ways in which you recognize that there are little strange glitches going on in your life. And as you might think about a way that there are little strange glitches going on in your life, maybe right now you think about a behavior that you do that you're not fond of doing. And your brain goes, oh, well, there's a way that we can actually get that to work. And it's really strange, right? Because your brain, you think, why would your brain have a glitch? But just like anything can get a glitch, your unconscious mind could get a glitch too, or your conscious self could have a glitch too. Maybe you find yourself picking up a habit or doing a thing that you don't really understand and you're not sure why, and maybe you think you do it because you're stressed out, or maybe you do it because you're a little anxious, or maybe you do it because you're nervous and scared. But you don't really know why you do that particular thing. And sometimes you think that maybe thinking about it makes it worse. And sometimes you think that maybe you wish that you could just stop doing that thing. And why does it do it that way? And why the duck does my autocorrect, do that thing, right? It's terrible. I belong to a couple of groups on Facebook where people make soap. And I will tell you that the autocorrect for soaper is diaper. So that's a common word that you see typed as a glitch, as it were, that people often make fun of. And I'm just as happy to say the word duck, because fuck a duck is really one of my very favorite expressions. I can't even tell you why. It might have been surpassed by for fuck's sake right now. Maybe that's because FFS is just really easily understood as that's clearly an expression of anger or frustration. But I kind of like duck as well. So as your brain thinks about all the things in which you might find yourself a little glitched, maybe there's a glitch in your brain right now. And maybe you have literally tried every single thing that you or somebody else can think of to fix your glitch, right? What's your glitch right now? Let your brain think about what that glitch is. And as you think about that glitch, And you say to yourself, you know what? I have tried moving things out of the way of my brain. I've tried connecting things as though my brain were made of wires. I have tried to put down seeds for new ideas. I have tried to kill things off with some kind of weed killer. But these things keep happening to me and I don't understand it. So clearly, like with a computer, the only explanation is something completely and totally irrelevant and something that doesn't matter at all. Something that your brain is like, why the fuck does that work? What do you mean I have to go into my audio settings to get this Y to stop moving my cursor around all the time? Right? Something like that. Why do I need to specifically go in and remove the word duck from my dictionary in order to let me type fuck and to have my computer or my phone understand it? Why didn't this just automatically, the word I type accurately all the time, come out appropriately? We don't know, because the world's kind of crazy. And all these things happen in weird and mysterious ways. And so maybe the way you find yourself getting getting hold of some weird recipe or getting hold of some, you know, weird explanation for something, your brain finds that instead of being able to just go to the most appropriate menu item and scroll down it and look for your thing, you have to go to a totally different menu or maybe even a hidden menu. So your brain right now perhaps can think of the least likely thing that might possibly be holding you back from doing the thing that you really want to do. The least likely thing that seems to have nothing at all to do with that particular glitch that you're looking at. Because you've already found yourself going through all the others. And maybe the glitch is that, you know, when you hear the phrase deep sleep, instead of your brain just dropping you down deeply, it does this thing like, oh, am I sure I want to do that? Do I want to do that right now? Is it safe to do that? Instead of allowing your unconscious mind to just know the answer to that and take action, your conscious self tries to jump in there and do a thing. And maybe you think you could just go to the switch that says, when this conscious mind equals off, and then unconscious mind takes over, right? That would be logical. That'd be a sensible thing to do for this thing, but this is a glitch, so glitches don't work that way. And, you know, if you've ever seen Wreck-It Ralph, you might know that these kinds of glitches are irritating. And you might have to do something a little bit different to make that happen. So I don't remember all the specifics in Wreck-It Ralph that worked there. That's okay, because this is your brain. So your brain can do something different, even if it involves eating some candy. So let's let your unconscious mind right now think about all the ways it can go, huh, wait a minute, when I hear that phrase or other phrases like that, you mean I'm supposed to turn off the conscious self, turn on the conscious self to be paying attention, and then to take action? Like, it seems so simple when I say it that way, doesn't it? That your unconscious mind hears that phrase, whatever it happens to be, to turn yourself consciously off, and then your unconscious mind starts doing all these things. Because when your conscious self tries to do these things, it's kind of like you going to some interesting setting on your computer that you think sounds logical, but in actuality has no connection to the thing that you're trying to do whatsoever. So let your unconscious mind right now take you down deeper into trance. Let your unconscious mind right now take you deeper into trance. Let your unconscious mind take you now deeper into trance. The more you find yourself in that state of dropping easily and effortlessly into trance right now, the more your conscious mind can know, oh, I'm supposed to shut off and I'm supposed to go away. And I don't have to figure out how to do that, because that's a conscious thing to try and figure out how to do it. Instead, some other part of me figures that out. Oh, it's like magic. When you find yourself doing the thing the right way, everything somehow clicks into place. When your brain realizes that you've been doing a thing in a glitched fashion, And then it's explained to you that you were doing it all wrong, and then another part actually has to do the thing that you thought you were doing all along. You can find yourself figuring out, letting everything click into place. I really love the idea, kind of like a watch, I guess, or many kinds of machinery, maybe not as much today. I really love the idea that we are, in a sense, gear-driven. And that sometimes what happens is that a tooth breaks off of a gear, or somehow different parts get disconnected. And so one part is over here, and the gears are turning, but they're connected to like one other gear. And so that gear is turning itself as hard as it possibly can and turning the other gear as hard as it possibly can. But something's missing between the second gear and all the other gears that are supposed to click. And so you get nada. And you're over there spinning your wheel thinking, oh, but I'm working as hard as I possibly can. Except you're not seeing a big picture. You're seeing a tiny little picture with all the trees, which is to say the cogs on the wheel. And you're seeing how they connect to the next thing over. But you're not seeing how that doesn't connect to anything else. And that doesn't connect to anything else. And, you know, maybe all those other things are connected somehow. And all you have to do is to move those two groups of things together. And then all of a sudden it's like magic. And everything begins to click. And everything begins to spin together in the way that it's supposed to. And then, you know, much like many types of things, when one thing is actually connected to all the other things, they don't have to work extra hard because there's only so hard they can work. There's all this resistance that goes on with all these gears. And your mind can get to the point where it just becomes easier and easier for you to know that you need to pay attention and take a look at that big picture. Because these glitches could be just about anywhere. When you find yourself focused on such a narrow piece of property, and it doesn't matter what it is, whether it's your conscious mind thinking that it's got to do all the work, whether it's a gear thinking that it's working as hard as it can, why isn't anything working? When it's your fingers hitting a key and then that all of a sudden doing something very strange and very different. When it's something else that distorts and changes and challenges you, you need to find a way to actually fix it. And maybe the thing is as simple as deleting a word that you could actually type if you wanted to. Maybe there's a way of setting some kind of hierarchy in your computer for the words that you type or the actions that you do. But whatever it is that your unconscious mind does to allow you to function smoothly, whatever it is that your unconscious mind can do to allow you to function smoothly, perhaps right now, some part of your brain can go, hey, I've got an idea. And I've got an idea that just might work. Because if you're telling me that things are not connecting in the way that they should, maybe I need to look beyond the first thing that I think is going to work and the next thing that I think ought to work and see what that's supposed to be connected to and see if that's really the problem. Now, maybe it's just your typing. Maybe you've got fat fingers. But you know what? That's the sort of thing that can be edited. You can get your message across if you've had a fat finger episode like I often do by simply going in and editing it and adjusting a word or a phrase or whatever it happens to be. And then there you go. Your message is exactly correct. So even if you have a weird system and your computer auto-corrects your words to something very different, perhaps your brain can go, oh, I could just slow down. I can make sure my fingers are on the home key. I could make sure to deliberately hit all the words. I could type slower. Maybe it's this keyboard. It's new. Maybe it's different than what I'm used to. I'll eventually get used to it. I don't actually mind making typos. I mean, I guess maybe I mind it a little bit, but it doesn't stop the message from getting across because I can always go in and fix it. What is it that's inside you, that's a glitch inside you that you want to find yourself fixing, that your brain knows that you could fix it? Do you need to go a little more slowly? Do you need to make sure that you're typing fuck instead of duck, or soaper instead of diaper, or what have you? Do you need to make sure before you hit send or enter or whatever it is that you hit that you've actually typed the correct thing and that no, goddammit, your computer has not corrected you in a way that is actually incorrect. Do you need to go in and delete something from your dictionary or add something to your dictionary so that your computer understands that you are an adult, you can use whatever language the fuck it is that you'd like, and it just needs to get used to you. Right? Isn't that handy? Is it actually some weird, weird function of your computer that you need to adjust buried deep down in somewhere else? You mean my mouse is actually moving too fast when I hit the Y key specifically, and if I just change that, everything's all right? Right? Like, isn't that a weird solution to hitting a particular letter on your screen? Why does it make sense? It makes no sense, but it doesn't matter. That's why it's a glitch. I'm gonna give you the option right now to imagine that in your hand, you have a thing. Does it look like a communicator? Does it look like a phaser? Does it look like a remote control? I don't know what it might possibly look like. Does it look like a gun? Does it look like a banana? Does it look like a microphone? Does it look like a water bottle? A phone? Whatever it is. Let your unconscious mind know that in whatever it is you can imagine yourself holding, that there's a button there that you can find yourself pushing for your mind. That whenever there's a glitch inside you, your brain can go, oh, I'm just going to hold this. I'm going to hold this and I'm going to point it at me. And as I hold this and point it at me, my unconscious mind is going to go, oh, there's a glitch somewhere. What did we just do? What did we want to do it instead? How can we figure that out? How do we make that work on that unconscious level? Do we need to make sure that everything is connected? Do we need to make sure that everything is spelled right? Do we need to make sure that we slow down just a little bit to make sure that our brains are technically doing the right thing? And perhaps we need to know that as we press and hold that button, whether we aim it at ourselves or not, that our unconscious mind is certain and sure that there's a thing that's going on that isn't quite right that we need to fix by holding this button. So press and hold that button and allow your unconscious mind to think about what it is that you find yourself actually wanting to fix. And then notice that your brain can just figure it out. It might take a day or two. It might take you sleeping at night. It might take your unconscious mind multiple repeated efforts to figure out where exactly that issue is. But your brain may have to look beyond that first gear connected to the second gear. Your brain may have to go and check different directories and different menus and different options. And it may actually need to figure out where in you something is losing a connection. It may need to look and go, oh, this thing is not just not connected in this right way, it's also connected in this terrible wrong way over here, causing me to do this thing. Well, that's just wrong. I don't need to do this thing every time I'm whatever else it is that I'm doing that is causing me some sort of stress. Because if this was connected here and that was connected there, then everything is just working appropriately. Then I notice that when I'm in this situation, I can breathe easily. I have no additional stress. I just talk normally and everything is fine. That my brain, when I do this thing, instead of doing that thing it used to do, now just does this and everything feels easy and effortless, is smoothed over, is lubricated, and runs really nicely. Hold on to your unconscious mind's ability to sort through some issues, some repairs, some broad picture reminders, so that your brain can figure out what exactly it is you need to do to stop doing the thing that you're doing to fix it, holding down that remote and letting yourself fix it, and then letting your brain go ahead and troubleshoot and do the mechanics of all that in the background. It can never be your conscious self. Not never. Your conscious self is like the symptoms. So if you don't fix the stuff that's actually wrong unconsciously, then the symptoms keep happening. So you can get the symptoms to go away on a short-term basis, but until you fix what's actually wrong, they're going to keep happening. So it's great that you find yourself having allergies and you take something so you don't sneeze, or you take something so that your nose doesn't run, but going in and doing something so that your body doesn't produce the histamine, so that your body gets used to, say, being around cats or whatever it is, or recognizing and realizing that your body doesn't have to be allergic to cats. Those are things that you can do, literally, not shining you on. Those are things that you can do, for example, that take care of the problem so that you don't have the symptoms. Taking care of the symptoms doesn't get rid of the problem. So allow your unconscious mind to go to the root of whatever it is, to examine the larger picture, to get rid of the things that you find yourself doing by examining the big picture, by attacking the core of the problem, the root of the problem, and then just notice that all the symptoms go away, just like that. On the count of 10, find yourself coming up all the way, wide awake, feeling fantastic. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wide awake.